Good morning, and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Thursday, May 2nd. On today's show, the Politburo of the Communist Party of China sets the tone for real estate and determines the top priority, while the CCP's leak-cut Politburo proposes to strengthen patient capital. Plus, the third plenum of the 20th Central Committee of the CPC discusses deepening reforms to meet economic challenges. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with news from China, where the Chinese Communist Party's Politburo has once again set the tone for real estate, focusing on destocking and risk prevention. However, with many local governments unable to fulfill housing subsidies, the real estate downturn may continue for a longer period. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about the Politburo's recent meeting and its implications for real estate?
Certainly, David. The Politburo's meeting on April 30th emphasized the need to continue preventing and resolving risks in key areas. It reiterated the importance of city-specific policies and ensuring the delivery of housing. The meeting also called for coordinated research on policy measures for digesting existing housing stock and incremental housing, and the quick construction of a new model for real estate development.
What changes can we expect in real estate policies following this meeting?
There are reports suggesting that real estate policies will undergo major adjustments before and after the May Day holiday. This could potentially include further relaxation of purchase restrictions and price limits. Zhang Hongwei, founder of China Mirror Consulting, has stated that the meeting's content regarding real estate primarily focuses on destocking and risk prevention.
What does this emphasis on risk prevention mean for the real estate sector?
The policy statement's mention of the need to continue preventing and resolving risks in key areas indicates that risk prevention is the primary task. All work must be carried out with the aim of guarding against systemic risks. This meeting's proposal for coordinated research on policy measures for digesting existing housing stock and incremental housing has also drawn widespread attention.
How are these measures expected to impact the housing market?
Zhang Hongwei believes that policy-level measures starting from the demand side, such as destocking, will be gradually implemented in the coming months. Yan Yuejin, research director of the China Yiju Research Institute, pointed out that measures to digest existing housing stock can better combine the destocking work of second-hand housing and first-hand housing. Policies, such as trading old for new, are expected to continue. As the existing housing stock is digested, it will help drive homebuyers to sell old and buy new, potentially becoming an important driving force for a new round of market boosting.
Thanks for that report, Celeste. In related news from China, the Chinese Communist Party's Politburo has held a meeting proposing to strengthen patient capital, a move that has raised questions among investors. The State Council's 9 articles for the securities and capital markets have been upgraded after a decade, but the stock market has been weak for a long time. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this meeting and the concept of patient capital?
Certainly, David. The Politburo's meeting on April 30th highlighted several issues, including insufficient effective demand, high business operating pressure, and high risk hazards in key areas. The meeting proposed issuing and making good use of ultra-long-term special government bonds, accelerating the issuance and use of special bonds, and maintaining necessary fiscal expenditure intensity. The meeting also emphasized developing new quality productivity according to local conditions, strengthening the layout of national strategic scientific and technological forces, and actively developing venture capital and expanding patient capital.
How is patient capital being interpreted by investors?
Patient capital is being interpreted as capital that does not aim for short-term profitability. Some online discussions suggest it refers to long-term capital that plans to make profits in 70 to 80 years, sometimes referred to as foolish capital. Others interpret it as a strategy to keep retail investors hopeful. However, financial commentator Zheng Shuguang, points out that while the authorities hope to keep the capital market stable, China's frequent changes in economic policies make it difficult to guarantee the investment environment.
What about the 9 articles for the securities market?
The 9 articles for the securities market have been upgraded after a decade. However, the details of these changes and their potential impact on the securities market are yet to be fully understood. It's clear, though, that these developments are part of a broader effort to manage economic risks and stabilize the capital market.
Thanks for the update, Michael. Shifting our focus to the real estate market, the relationship between incremental and stock is considered to be of utmost importance. The Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee has mentioned this relationship for the first time in a meeting held on April 30th. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this meeting and its implications for the real estate market?
Certainly, David. The meeting pointed out the need to understand the new changes in the supply and demand relationship of the real estate market and the new expectations of the people for high-quality housing. It called for comprehensive study of policy measures for digesting the stock of real estate and optimizing incremental housing, and speeding up the construction of a new model for real estate development to promote high-quality development of real estate.
What does this shift in focus mean for real estate regulation?
Analysts believe that this overall consideration of incremental and stock issues indicates a departure from the previous simple idea of stimulating the market when it's too cold and restricting it when it's too hot. Instead, it reflects a deeper understanding of the changes in the supply and demand relationship and a systematic planning and balancing of supply and demand. This is a brand new idea.
And how does this relationship between incremental and stock reflect the current trends in the real estate market?
The relationship between incremental and stock may map the 3 key trends in the real estate market now and for some time to come. In recent years, China's real estate market has gradually transitioned from the incremental era to the stock era. This transformation is driven by long-term variables such as changes in per capita housing area and population age structure.
Thanks for the report, Abby. In other political news from China, the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China has decided to convene the long-delayed third plenary session of the 20th Central Committee this July. The meeting will focus on studying issues such as further comprehensively deepening China's reforms. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this meeting and its significance?
Certainly, David. The CPC Central Committee plenary session is a significant event on China's political calendar, attended by all 205 members and 171 alternate members of the Central Committee. The CPC National Congress is held every 5 years, and usually 7 plenary sessions of the Central Committee are held between 2-party congresses. However, the third plenary session has not been held since the new Central Committee was formed at the 20th CPC National Congress in October 2022.
What will be the main agenda of the third plenary session?
The main agenda of the third plenary session is for the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee to report its work to the Central Committee, focusing on studying issues of further comprehensively deepening reform and advancing Chinese-style modernization. The meeting, presided over by CPC General Secretary Xi Jinping, considered reform and opening up as an important magic weapon for the CPC and the Chinese people to catch up with the times in big strides.
Why was the third plenary session delayed?
According to the convention since 1990, the third plenary session of the 20th CPC Central Committee should have been held in October or November last year, but was postponed until July this year. The reasons for the delay have not been officially explained. Julian Evans Pritchard, head of China Economics at Capital Economics, was quoted by Reuters as saying that the meeting was originally expected to be held at the end of last year, but it was later delayed without explanation.
Thanks for the update, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.